What up, everybody? It's your boy Theo Pinson here again with another episode of Run Your Race with my boy AJ Richardson, who is not here today, who is getting a hefty fine. But we got my guy back, J-Jax. Welcome back, my brother.
Thank you for having me back,
the
brother.
The people have missed you. My man was on a 10-day, but we'll talk about that later because we got some important shit to talk about. It's a big week coming up, people. It's a big week. The best rivalry in sports. I don't care what anyone has to say. It is the best rivalry in sports. I get it. My fiance went to Ohio State. She will, to the day she dies, she's going to say Michigan, Ohio State. I get it. But I'm telling you, until you go to a game, UNC Duke is the most electric atmosphere you will ever experience. Am I wrong?
By far. It's not even a conversation.
I don't think it's a conversation, bro.
It's not.
And it's an unbelievable feeling. I know every single time I'm in the game, I feel like I was in the game. Every time I was in the game, you could just feel the electricity in the crowd every time you run out to the game and then to the court. I would say I did 4 years, right? Okay, it's a long time. But if there was one thing I could go back and do, I would go back and play in the Carolina Duke game.
Yeah.
I love that game.
The environment, the adrenaline, just running out. I mean, people don't realize that gym, especially if you play at Duke, that gym is a high school gym.
Yeah.
So you have that kind of intensity. Mm. All those fans are right on top of you. You go to the Dean Dome and you get that thing packed and rocking. There's not many places that you can match that energy.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I agree. I think a question that I get a lot, and I think people want to know, and coming from a guy who a C player of the year, national champion, only player in Carolina history to average 10-5-5. You know.
Big time
accolades.
You know what I mean?
My jersey is in a deep corner in the rafters in Carolina. Yours is front and center. But all that to be said, what is your experience like as a player of the rivalry? What does the rivalry mean to you as a player?
That's interesting, man, because I've been thinking about it here lately. And I, because a bunch of people, they think that we just have like this hatred for Duke and like the other players. And I think there is all rivalries. You have some sort of animosity with it. You know, it's just like, we don't necessarily like y'all. Y'all don't necessarily like us, but all 3 years I was there, bro. I can't really say that there was like real hate towards the other players.
Yeah.
Like the rivalry game was the rivalry game. So you got up for it a little differently, but I think it's more the fans' experience that is like pushed out there as like this rivalry, hate, and you know, especially here recently. I just don't feel like, now back in the day, they used to get down.
Yeah.
There used to be some real like back and forth and issues, but I don't know. For me, it was like, it was just another rivalry game. It wasn't because of hate. It wasn't because, oh, I didn't like the guys on the other side. It was just like, it's freaking Duke, North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. For me, UNC Duke was a game where you knew you had to bring it. And we've watched it for so many years in our lives. And it's regardless of what school you go to and what school you pick, every player would love to play in that game.
By far.
And we were honored to be a part of that game. Mm-hmm. So it was a situation where it didn't matter what the record was. It didn't matter who was on the team. It was smoke as far as like we just know we wanted to win that game because our fans felt the city, the state, our fans were just so bought into it where we wanted to make them proud and we wanted to win also. And at the end of the day, it's just something we've watched our whole lives.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you from the player's perspective, there's a lot of guys who don't like Duke, but the guys that I play with when I was there, you, Joel, Kennedy, Zay, Nate, Marcus, Bryce, we hate NC Stank.
Yes. There's more of a hate side of things to NC State, for sure.
I can't stand the motherfucker. I want to beat the brakes off of them every single time. If NC State came to me and was like, Theo, we want to offer you, fuck you. I hate y'all. I can't stand them.
What do you think that is?
Bro, first of all, they're like Cowboys fans. I'm sorry to say it. They're borderline Cowboys.
Chill on the Cowboys, bro.
Unrealistic expectations. You think you're going to win it every damn year. This is the year. No, the fuck is not, bro. Excuse my language. They suck. Yeah, they every have. Year.
What was that record we were talking about here last night?
Bro, they keep saying rivalry. It's like, we're like 44-8 in the last match. It's not a rivalry. Let's just say annual ass whooping.
It's little, like, at this point, it's little bro and big bro.
Come on.
You know?
Listen, bro. And sometimes little bro misses, big bro lets the little bro win so they don't cry.
You know what I mean?
We let them win a couple times.
Got to build their confidence.
Let them build their confidence. But I'll tell you one thing, we not losing there. We're going to whoop your ass at home. I ain't never lost in Peaky, whatever the hell that damn arena is. Never lost in there.
Yeah.
I've never walked out of there with a sad face. I always walked away just waving at the fans, leaving early, pissed off. They suck.
Yeah, that's a good point. Many people. But it's because like the NC State games don't get as much like publicity for rivalry games.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because their only publicity is when they play us.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? The only time they get on TV, they play us or Duke. But that's the thing, though. I say this all the time. We have so much respect for them, for Duke.
Yeah.
Where it's like, y'all have earned everything that y'all have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
NC State, I don't know what y'all have earned.
What was the last time they won? Back with, was it Valvano?
It was Valvano.
That's a long time ago. That's a long time ago.
Listen. That's ass.
That's bad.
I don't even know what to say. But we're not gonna talk about that school no more. It's making me throw up.
But
our camera's getting foggy.
But that's a good point though. Like the respect level that we have for Duke and what they've accomplished, and two, the players that they've had come through there, bro.
Remember.
Just think about when we were there.
And I would say this to clear up. I got a lot of homeboys from NC Stank. I really can't even say this. Stank. I can't even say it. I can't even say NC Stank. I can't even say it the correct way. But all like guys who play on that team, I'm cool with.
Yeah.
It was never the players.
No.
It was always the fans. Bro, they talk. The
fans were crazy. Ruthless, bro. The fans were ruthless.
Crazy, bro.
They used to say some wild stuff, bro, just out of pocket.
But for sure, I mean, let me ask you this. Let's go UNC Duke all-time starting five, college career. Not what they've done in the NBA, but college career. So.
Now we're going to do past like 70s?
Yeah, let's go modern.
80s up?
Yeah.
So no Phil Ford. Tough. That's a tough one because he's arguably the best point guard of all time at UNC. Like early 80s? No.
No, Phil old as hell.
Phil's older, bro. No, let's go 80s up. 80s up. Okay. Woo!
Respect to Phil, though.
I mean, obviously, you know the pillar of the team is going to be MJ.
Yes.
Period.
Agreement on that.
Got to be T-Hands.
Agreement on that.
See, the point guard spot is where it gets a little...
We got a lot of great point guards.
A lot of great point guards. Like... And it's hard for me. It's hard to pick between Ty and Ray, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's hard for me. Because on one hand, Ray literally like ran like that team 2005. Yeah. Like he held and did everything for that team.
Just, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm I'm a big Ed Koda guy.
I do like Ed. Me personally, I haven't watched enough film on Ed.
Yeah, I'm a big Ed dime.
They did say Ed was freaking cold.
Who's the best point guard in Carolina history?
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's you got hard. Ray, Phil, Kendall, and people don't give Kendall his props.
People don't give him his props.
Kendall
bro.
Was a fucking issue.
He was so cold, bro.
Ray, Ty, Kendall, Phil, JB.
Yep. Heck, gotta put Kobe in there.
Kobe was only there for a year, though.
Still. I mean,
longest big guy on doing time. Not doing time, but like having their time.
Then, if that's the case, we got to put young fella RJ on there then.
Yeah. Motherfucker having a season.
We got to put him in there.
He's having a seat. Only reason I wouldn't say.
I mean, he's about to have 2,000 points, bro.
Didn't Ray and Ed and.
He's not up there with them. He's not up there with them. He's not up there with them.
That is true. That's a valid point. I'm just going off of if we're looking at stats and, I mean, heck, he just set the Dean Smith record.
Yeah.
Scoring in a game. 42 in a college game, bro. I don't think people realize how difficult
sick,
that is.
That's sick work. That's sick work. Like, yeah, yeah. Hey, he was sick for that one.
42?
Yeah.
Come on.
You tried to do that a lot because the way you shoot the ball, you didn't pass much.
There it is, man. There it is.
But
if you don't do FGAs, how are you supposed to have FGAs?
That's true. Okay. I don't know who's the best point guard, bro.
It's hard.
That's tough. We got a lot of great PGs. That's the question Carolina.
What's crazy, we're leaving MP out. For 3 years of his career, he was point guard.
Yeah. That's tough because it's just when we got there, he was pretty much the two.
True. That is true.
That's why I'm looking at it from a different lens. But so, I mean, we could throw MP. It's not fair for him, though.
That is true.
It's not fair for him because we got so many guys that who were the PG the whole time.
That's true.
That's tough.
What about the four? Are we doing Sean? Are we doing Sean as a four or five?
We're saying all time. So I got Big Man. I got Big Man Tyler.
I mean, that's probably what I would do.
My bigs. Because Tyler can play the four.
Yeah.
Put Tyler at the four. We got MJ, point guard. Just give me any one of them.
Any
five.
One of them.
Just pick one.
Any one of them. I'll just take Ty because I watched him.
I'll take Ray. And then small forward. Worthy?
I mean.
Worthy?
Worthy or.
My thing, low-key, I need some athleticism. Give me Vince.
I mean, you know, it's crazy. They were just.
Antoine.
I was just about to say. Antoine was that guy on that team with VC.
Gotta go Antoine.
You gotta go Antoine.
Gotta go Antoine.
That's a mean five.
Duke. Dookie. Sheldon Williams. People forget about Sheldon. Sheldon Williams at the five. You're two. I think you got it. Me, I would say J.J. Redick.
Yes. Easily.
My two would be J.J. Redick. My three... Three's tough.
Well, because if the problem is, like, Duke's had a lot of guys who haven't stayed very long. Bro.
Yeah.
So especially if I'm going three, heck, give me Shane. Shane Battier.
Stupid. Kyle Singler. Yeah, no. Compared to the other guys, he's not even close. Yeah.
Shane Battier and Grant Hill. Grant can be a four for all I care. Shane is just more recent for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I take it back. I definitely put Grant.
Jay Williams is the one.
Yes.
Jay Williams is the one. JJ Redick. Grant Hill. They need a four.
I mean, who is a four that stayed there? Elton Brand?
Yeah.
or Boozer. Or, I mean, as much as nobody wants to hear his name, Christian Laettner.
Yeah, I'll go Christian. So as far as college career, Christian?
College career.
So we got J.J. Redick, Grant Hill, Christian Laettner, Sheldon Williams. Then we got Ray or...
Ty.
Ty. Jordan. They ass off. Antoine, T. Hans, Sean May. We beating the shit out of them.
Yeah, I think that might be.
I say this. We wouldn't beat the shit out of them. Good game, but we win it.
Yeah.
Because they're going to compete.
I mean.
They're competitors. But we got the greatest player that
we have the game. Literal GOAT.
So that means JJ would have to.
Grant was like the second coming of Michael coming out of college.
He was cold.
Grant was cold.
He was cold.
But Michael Jordan wasn't Michael Jordan until he got into the league.
He was still player of the year.
He was, but he wasn't the myth and the legend until he got into the league.
It's because no one knew that. I mean, you didn't know, but like now we knew.
But my whole point is that Grant and MJ in college match up equally.
Exactly. But they match up equally. But then JJ has to guard. We just have matchup problems.
It's matchup problems.
We have major matchup problems.
Because matchup problems.
We got...
At point guard, that's... Was Jay Williams, he was player of the year?
Yeah. Antoine cooking Grant.
And Laettner is cooking both T-Hands and thing on the... Those guys can't keep guard.
T-Hands is working.
T-Hands is...
The only wash might be Sheldon and Sean.
Yeah.
And Jay Williams and the point guard.
Yeah. Because Ray going to
compete. Jay Williams was a fucking issue.
He was an issue.
Wasn't he the player of the year?
Yeah, he was player of the year.
We need you in the pod also, Jay. But Jay Williams was an issue.
He was a problem.
I think it was closer than you guys think.
We said it was close.
Yeah, we're not saying it's said it was close.
I said we're winning, though. You're a Duke fan. Shut your ass
up. That's what I'm saying. Why are we listening to this guy, man?
Listen, Prize Picks can help you get your money up. Shout out to Prize Picks for supporting Run Your Race. Me and my boy AJ going to show you how to get your money.
Prize Picks is the daily fantasy sports game. They make it super easy to play. It takes less than 60 seconds to make your picks and submit your entries.
On Prize Picks, you don't play against anybody. You play against the Prize Picks projections. You pick 2 to 6 players. You either pick more or you pick less.
You already know it's my favorite day of the week, Taco Tuesday. Only because Prize Picks has 25% off of certain projections. You know what that means. It's time for me to cash out.
Like me and AJ said, Prize Picks can help you get your money up. You can make 25 times your money. So if you put in $100, you can make $2,500. If you put in $10, you can make $250. And they made it even easier. You can use Apple Pay for a quick and easy deposit.
Head over to prizepicks.com/race and use promo code RACE for a first deposit match up to $100.
Justin, what was your welcome to the rivalry moment?
While I was at school?
No, why now? Yes, while you was in school.
Well, because I'm saying...
Oh, that's true. You could watch on TV. Go ahead.
I'm saying I had it on the baseline as a recruit. Watching Jabari go
That could be your moment, though. Could be your moment.
But that was my moment of like, I don't know if I'm ready.
We might have both been there.
I think we might have. It was the game at UNC.
And they won.
Yes. And him and Rodney Hood were going bananas.
I remember watching that game and I was just like, they're playing at a high level.
That's a high level.
So I got a lot of work. A lot of work.
Like, wait, I'm supposed to step into this next year?
A lot of work.
But in college? Might have been that our freshman year playing against Jahlil and all them.
Yeah.
At Duke, when they came back and Tyus single-handedly brought them back and won the game.
Look at him back there nodding his head. Bro, I ain't gonna hold you, bro.
They was
cooking us.
Cooking.
We was on their ass.
The whole game.
Bro, I think JP got was it a backwards dunk?
Yep.
Punch that fast shit. I wasn't even playing.
Yeah. We were on it.
They had our number, bro.
I mean, bro, they went and won the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like that team was.
That team was really good.
I think that's the only team I've seen in a while that had basically all freshmen that were playing and won the whole thing.
Yeah. The sick part was we grew up with all them.
Yeah.
So we sitting there like, what did we do?
Yeah. I freaking was just playing high school basketball against Justice in Houston.
Yeah. Like, those were good friends.
You know what I mean?
And they out here just won a natty. Once that happened, I remember one, we was like, we got to get one.
Got to, bro.
Oh, that's just embarrassing.
We felt like some bums. We got bums. Knocked out in the, what was that, Sweet 16 or 32?
Bro, I remember, yeah, we, first of all, we were rolling.
We were rolling. And if we get through Wisconsin?
We beating Zona.
Come on, bro.
We beating Zona. Stanley would say otherwise, but we beating them.
Nah, we're beating them, bro.
But that was tough, though, bro. Like, that team was really good. That team was really good. One of my welcome that I remember, B.I., our second year? Yeah. Caught the ball on the baseline. Drove left. Might have been the best defense I played in my life. I'm like, I'm locking his ass up, and then I'm going to lie to him. Boy, was I wrong. Rolls up over top of me, shot over me like I was a baby. Cash. I said, what the f? This don't make no damn sense, bro.
They had some killers come through, bro.
They had some guys, bro. They had some guys. You know, you had to buckle your chin strap. It's going to be a dog fight every single time.
But that's going back to the whole rivalry thing, man. Like,
yep.
NC State had some talent and had some guys.
Mm-hmm.
But going into those games, it wasn't like, hey, yo, we really got to bring our A game to beat these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Every time. Well, they gonna whoop your ass. Well, that was one thing about it too. Is like, I think going into the rivalry, you just don't want to get embarrassed.
Exactly.
So you're gonna play so hard. We're like, hey, listen, you don't want to get embarrassed on this stage because everybody and they mama watching this.
Everybody. One. People are rushing home to watch the game.
You gotta watch everyone. I gotta watch Carolina Duke tonight. What you doing? I'm going somewhere to watch Carolina Duke game. Everybody's watching that game.
Exactly.
Are there any stories that you thought that were funny from the Carolina Duke game?
I have a few, bro. I have a freaking few. Bro, do you remember our freshman year after we lost at Duke?
No.
Do you remember Big Joe?
Uh-uh.
You don't remember Big Joe?
Did he break the locker or something?
Bro, he was in the coach's locker room.
Uh-huh.
So Big Joe was mad because he was guarding Jaleel kind of in the first half. Did pretty good on him. And then he didn't play much in the second half. Jaleel kind of had some good plays. We lose the game. We come in, bro. And it was like a herd of cows. It sounded like there was a million people in the room, bro. Because you remember how the locker room was. It was our locker room, and then it was like just a door, and then it was the coach's locker room.
Yeah.
Bro, Big Joe came out of there, jersey ripped. You don't remember that?
Yes, I remember. He destroyed it.
Destroyed it. Tables broken in half, jerseys ripped. Coach Rob is trying to get him to calm down. He not listening to none of that. Like, that was a wild situation.
That was scary.
Yeah, because Big Joe might be the biggest overall, like, human being that I've been around.
Yeah.
And so to see him, and usually he's chill.
Yes.
Big Joe's mad chill.
Because he know how much strength he has.
Exactly.
He can really hurt somebody.
That's what I'm saying. And at that point, I think if somebody really got in front of him and like said something wrong to him.
Broke their face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might have died.
It was tough. I remember, I got two stories. I got one story that was funny. Actually, they're both funny. The other one, we was lit. I'll tell you about that one after the first one. I'll tell you about that one after the first one. I'm gonna give y'all a story where this one I know Justin was on a different level. And then I'll give y'all a story when your boy was turnt after a dub. First one, Justin. This one I knew he was leaving. He was gone. I knew he was going to draft for sure. We had pregame meal. We go to the Carolina Inn. Always go to Carolina Inn for pregame meal. They go over the matchups. Joel, who's that point guard? Frank Jackson?
Yeah.
Frank Jackson. Theo. Luke Kennard. Justin. Grayson. Kennedy, Emil, and I think it was Isaiah or somebody. You got JT. First of all, going back to think we had Isaiah on JT is bananas.
That's awful. That's a bad matchup. And I rock with Zay.
Yeah.
I rock with Zay heavy.
I'm glad JT, you were not JT at that point, but Jesus Christ, that's a matchup problem.
That's a matchup issue.
But Justin looked at me like, no, I think you came to me like, yeah, you're not guarding Luke Kennard. I'm guarding Luke Kennard. I was like, what you mean? I can guard.
Like I'm coming at you.
Yeah. He's like, no. I got Luke Kennard. And then I was like, why does he want to go 1-2 in the ACC play of the year? I said, oh, you want to smoke tonight? Bet. Bet. He's like, I got him. So then Coach Rob, that was his scout, he was like, no, Theo, you got Luke Kennard because they wanted to save Justin for offense. And I'm like, why you want to save me for offense? What does that mean? Then we play, we do this shit. Bruh, Luke Kennard hit some bullshit on me. Played a clip, 2 bank shots. I'm locking that shit up. 2 bank shots. Justin come play the shit out of me talking about, I got him. And I'm like, you're right, you got him. I don't even want to guard this motherfucker no more, bro. And Justin goes crazy, wins play of the year, and the rest is history.
Damn.
Yeah, I was like, it was a tough one. It was a tough one for my morale.
Hey, in the moment though, I wasn't coming at you though.
No. You just needed to make sure you had a better game.
Yeah.
Understood. That's all I would have said the same shit. First of all, the coaches would have had to just been mad at me. I would have went
from
to the coach. I want him. It's on the line tonight. Because at that point, Carolina Duke, this is our last game.
That was it.
I need that. I need that hand-to-hand combat.
Facts.
Fuck all the other shit. Then I'll tell you about sophomore year. We go into Camry. Oh, shit. We team. We get the dub. I hit 2 big free. They try to foul me. Like, I'm not a great free throw shooter. I'm in Cameron. 2 big free throws. I think we up like 3. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get to the line. It's loud. Cameron crazy's going crazy. I'm at the line. Pop, pop, pop. Ha. Ha. Let's go home. Get your ass up. Let's go home. Hey, we win that one. We get on the bus, bro. We turn. We got the viral video of us celebrating in the locker room with Coach Wins. Play the clip, Hong. I know you can find it.
Yeah.
Play the clip. We going crazy in there. Coach Wins jigging. We get on the bus. We headed back. Coach Wins like, hey. Coach Wins, hey, he had a, showed a look.
Hey.
Had a look. Hey, listen, he was turnt. He was turnt. He said, let's go down Franklin Street. We went down Franklin Street. Ain't nobody on
nobody
the Franklin
Street. Nobody was there. We try to get the windows open.
Oh, Cole, it's been an hour since the game. We over here opening the hatch, trying to see people and shit. And I'm like, this was stupid. Let's just get back so we can go where we need to go. We turn. Marcus, Bryce, and Nate got a crib. I don't think you went.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
So you went. We get there. We sit everybody in there. We having a good time, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I stand up. I got a drink. I'm at 21. I'm 21.
Drink responsibly.
I'm drink responsibly. Get up there. I'm like, I got a speech. I got a speech. Look. I want to say I love y'all boys. I want to say I love y'all boys. We motherfucking state champs. Everybody like, if you don't shut up, This ain't high school basketball. You ain't no state champs, bro.
State champs of the world, baby.
Hey, bro, it was one of the funnest. But I will say this. That kickstarted one of the best times of my life.
For sure.
Bro, from that Duke game to the national championship game,
that was
we were balling.
Balling. And having so much fun doing it, bro.
So much fun, bro. It was an unbelievable time. I will never forget that team. Bro, that team, I'm sick we didn't win it.
Yeah, that team deserved to win.
Sick team that we didn't deserve. Oh, my God. We f***ed around, beat Duke at Duke to win the ACC regular season, go into the ACC tournament, beat Virginia in Washington, D.C., got them up out of there, then go all the way to the Natty and lose off a buzzer beater. I'm sick. I'm like, because I got beat on the back door by Mikael. That shit was embarrassing. I didn't even play the rest of the game. I was like, but nah, man, that was a great time. I appreciate y'all. Y'all kickstarted our year, our postseason run. we tend to do that to y'all. I mean, y'all have had arguably the worst loss in college basketball history. You lost Coach K's last game. And then you lost Coach K's last game.
Yeah, that's tough.
Holmes back there crying, bro. Like, literally tearing the fuck up right now.
They had a whole ceremony planned.
That's tough, bro. He was pissed.
He was so mad.
Were you guys there?
Hell no.
Oh, yeah, you guys are in the middle of the season.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the season. I was watching it, though.
Remember, we played basketball.
Yeah.
I just remember seeing all of, the alumni there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever had a chance to make it. No, hell no. Hey, we watched it, though.
Definitely watched it.
We watched it.
That was... I wonder what that feeling was like for that team, the UNC team. I mean, imagine that feeling.
My thing was, if I was in that same result would have. There's no way I'm letting them beat us.
No,
in that game,
you gonna plan all of this stuff before the game.
You better do that shit against somebody else.
Yeah, as if like you're gonna walk in here and just get a dub. And it's just going to be just a happy, happy time.
And this was my next question, was Coach Wynn's mentality during Duke games. Duke, NC State games, Coach Wynn's on another level. Mm-hmm. You know that week, practice has to be damn near perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be no f***ing around. Coach Wynn's does not play on those weeks. Granted, any week, but those 2 weeks, NC State is another level.
Yeah, yeah.
Duke is another level.
Yeah,
but he not around. But Coach Williams, on those 2 nights of NC State Duke nights, it was on another level. But if Coach Williams was coaching us in those moments,
yeah.
He would have told us, nah, hell no. You should have scheduled this shit against Boston College.
Thanks.
Or some shit. You know, f***ed up. And I would say, Coach, you right. We want smoke tonight. Paolo Banchero. It would have been on and popping.
Aren't you the one that got Coach to say something about smoke in Hawaii?
Yeah, we don't want. They don't want no smoke. Yeah. Listen, he was with us.
He was with us.
As
much as he was.
Hey, listen, I kept Coach at bay, man. I kept him young. Then when I left, kept getting older and older. Every time I saw him, I'm like, Coach, what's going on?
He looked more stressed out.
You miss me? I'm like, do you have any Coach K memories?
Not really, bro.
You get recruited by Duke?
At the very, very end.
Really?
Which I don't even know why, because at that point, everybody knew I was going to North Carolina. It's freaking pointless. Jeff Capel was there at the time.
Yeah.
Other than just like interactions through the handshake line of like a game, way to play, you're a good player, whatever, like... me personally, like I know UNC fans probably like have a crazy distaste and hate for him. He never did anything while we were there that really made me like, I can't stand this guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't.
I remember before I even went to college, he was like, Jaleel, best player in the country. Tyus, best point guard in the country. Justice, you're a dog. Theo, you got to separate yourself. I was like, me. I was like, damn. He was like, there's a lot of 6'5 guards out there.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
like,
no, forget Coach K then.
I was like,
yeah, no.
You know what? It's smoke every time I see you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'll tell you this, last time I played him, I won. So
was the last time you played him?
In the tournament, Brooklyn. I had like eight, but I was like on my Luka shit. I controlled that whole shit, bruh. No, not even Luka shit. Draymond shit. I was guarding Marvin. I had Wendell big ass a couple times. I ended up getting switched on Grayson. Boy, I was, hey, listen.
You were everywhere.
I was everywhere, bruh. Boogieing.
I'm getting loose.
What's your prediction for this week?
I'm not a buyer in Duke's team, man. As unbiased as I can be, I'm not a buyer in them.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, there's some things that kind of make me worried about this UNC team.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know if Duke can do it, but I mean, I'm obviously going. I think UNC will win by 9.
Damn. That's an ass whooping.
I think they went by 9. I just, there's just some matchups that I think if UNC wins those matchups, that I think they'll be good.
I agree. I'd say by 5. Definitely going to be tougher because it's in Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be juiced. They're going to be turned. Anytime we beat them the first time and we go to Duke, it is rocking in there.
But I don't see the players for them to be able to translate that onto the court.
Agreed. Like I said, I think we're going to win because RJ's been there. Mm. Mondo been there 10 years.
hey, if we're talking about Mondo being there 10 years, Cormac has been there around
12. Yeah, Cormac 12. Been there 12 years with 10 teams. Harrison, first time, but he a dog.
Dog.
And Elliot Cadeau.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
That little light skin motherfucker figuring it out.
Hey.
He boogieing.
He is boogieing.
Listen.
In the cotton white tee under the jersey.
Listen. That's sick work.
The bacon neck under the jersey.
Got the Target brand tee underneath. Hey, listen. He's a gamer, bro.
Yeah.
He's a gamer. Mm-hmm. He looked good.
Yep.
He looked good. I got UNC by 5. It's going to be rocking in there. If Filipowski, if he want to keep shooting threes, go ahead, my brother. Keep shooting them shits.
Please.
Keep shooting them, my boy.
Please.
It's going to be a big game.
It is going to be a big game.
I got us winning by 5. We got a game that day? We don't.
Saturday.
We play Sunday.
Yeah,
good.
We don't.
Yeah, we good.
Locked in.
Locked the in.
Locked in.
So, Justin. Which arena do you think is tougher for opposing players?
I think from what I have heard, the Dean Dome is tougher. It's just a larger arena. Even though one thing I always wish for the Dean Dome is that we had like a few games where the Duke game, the students were all the way around the first bowl.
Yeah.
I think that would be so, like you look at Michigan State.
Yeah.
That joint rocks.
Yeah.
Not that those, season ticket holders don't cheer, but I think the fandom of students when it comes to those kind of games just would create a totally crazier atmosphere. But I would say that because it's just a larger arena.
Yeah, I agree because, like I said, Carolina fans bring in that game.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's Duke is loud and it's a crazy feeling. When you run out there, but when you run out that tunnel in the Smith Center, it it does something to your body, bro. It's some weird shit. But it's a set. I think it's a tie, bro, in my opinion. If I'm gonna be completely honest, I really think it's a tie. Because just the atmosphere and the buildup.
Yeah.
The buildup. Don't let it be two top five teams like it's about to be.
Buildup's gonna be crazy.
The buildup's gonna be insane.
Yeah. That is true.
So I say it's a tie. I mean, I think both places are rocking great environments.
Yeah.
What's the most iconic moment in Carolina Duke basketball history, in your opinion?
I had to choose one. Woo.
That's tough.
That's tough, bro. That's
a tough-ass question.
Because we've already talked about UNC beating Coach K in his last two games. But if we're talking about like something that just sticks in your head, something that sticks in my head is Gerald Henderson, the elbow to Tehans.
Yeah.
Like that sticks in my head.
Yeah, that was smoke. That one, Danny Green.
Oh, the dunk.
The dunk. And was it Marv's and one? That was against Duke, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Marv's and one was nuts.
Stack had that reverse dunk. There's some freaking big time moments with some big time players, bro.
And we don't like to talk about it, but Austin's game winner was fucking crazy.
That place was so silent, bro.
Bro, that one was nuts. There's a lot. There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of great plays that came out of this rivalry and can't really diminish or not appreciate any.
Yeah, that's a lot of big time moments, man.
What was the biggest moment in your time there?
I think the biggest moment was probably our junior year playing at Smith Center. I was shooting the ball terribly. But I think I came off a screen. I don't even know how the ball got to Isaiah. I think it was Isaiah.
Oh, yeah. I played a clip. You died.
And I don't know how it got to him. I hadn't made that kind of pass all season long. And I
went left, wrap around.
And was he got one? And one.
Yeah.
And the crowd went absolutely crazy.
Hey, everybody in that motherfucker was hype.
Bro, that was...
Except me. Hong. Find the clip, bro. Everybody hype but me. I was so tired. I'm walking directly to our bench. Coach. Get me, bruh. Get me. I was exhausted. Everybody screaming. I'm like, get me out this game right now. I was exhausted, bruh. Then I would say mine was clear my senior year when I got that dunk.
I was about to say that dunk was freaking.
That was a lit moment.
I'll never forget. I was standing in my living room in Sacramento, bro.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Going crazy at the TV.
Yeah. Yeah. I was,
man, that was a lit moment.
Huh? I bet you was pissed. You can hold that one.
Hold every bit of that one.
Hey, the crazy part was right after that, I got split at by McConnell. I was like, damn, we won.
Facts.
Turn.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters. But hey, man, Bron. You're just still doing shit. I mean, 40,000, brother. Congratulations to you. You are a true testament to hard work and dedication to this game that we all love. And we cannot thank you enough for gracing us with this greatness that you have blessed us with. And for you to continue to do it at this level is just...
People, 21 seasons, bro. Like, people lose like interest when somebody's doing something at a high level for a long period of time. Mm. And I think we don't take into appreciation really what these 21 years have really been like. Cause it's not like he's fallen off a cliff.
No. Do we remember what Dirk was at?
I was on his team.
Yeah. Like you was on the what he was looking like at 20.
Dirty. He's an all time great in the conversation for best power forward of all time. But that last year, he couldn't move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and this guy is out here stealing the ball.
Dunking.
It's
sick.
Carrying his team in the fourth quarters. Come on, bro. Like,
it's crazy to even think about.
I don't care if you don't have LeBron as your GOAT. The respect has to be there.
For sure.
For him being.
For sure.
One of the best to ever do it in this game.
And also, Caitlin Clark, you're nice as hell. I don't care what nobody say. Caitlin Clark is a problem. And Indiana Fever, don't fuck this up. Get her some people around her. Tickets going to be going crazy. Let her go. Let her do the same shit she doing at Iowa. Money going up.
Pistol Pete Maravich,
yeah,
is who she passed.
And you probably sick about that.
Come on, bro. He averaged 40 with no three-point line.
You probably sick about that. But hey, man, that's another episode of Running Race, man. We appreciate all the love. And that's our Duke and UNC edition, man. And y'all already know, UNC, every day, it's a great day to be a Tar Heel. Peace.